Today marks the end of an era here at KCBS. 33 years ago tomorrow, Mike Colgan joined the KCBS team. Now Colgi is hanging up the mic. Mike has covered many major breakers since his time here, including, of course, the Loma Prieta earthquake.
I was about to get in the elevator on the 12th floor of the building that our bureau is located in, and it shook so violently that all three of us thought we were going to die.
Yeah, Mike, congratulations. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the stories you've covered over the years, but I have to start with this. You are a guy that I have looked up to for a lot of years. My goodness, an icon in our industry. Your dedication to this work, your passion for this work, you set the bar high for all of us here in this shop, and I just want to congratulate you on one phenomenal career.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been my pleasure. I mean, what an honor to work here at the station for all these years, 33, as you say, to the day tomorrow, and all the stories, and it's all the people you meet and the people you get to work with. I mean, that's what I take away from it at the end.
So we journalists are really good at telling stories, swapping stories, and so now I've got to put you on the spot, the ones that really stand out for one reason or the other.
Well, I was just talking in the newsroom. Somebody was asking about that, and the one that you, many of the stories we do are bad news, but there was a really good news story where it was Christmas time, and the charities are in need, and it was Glide, and it was Sacred Heart Community, Sacred Heart Charities in San Jose, and a third one in San Mateo County that I don't remember. Anyway, they were all in need of something, and a CEO of some company heard the report, and he called the secretary, and he said, here's the thing. I'm going to give you the names of these three charities. Here's my credit card. I want you to call them and make and he made a $10,000 donation to each one of these charities. And, you know, that's so great. Almost all of the stories we do, you don't know what happened. You don't know what the outcome is, what the impact is. We never hear. That's the part you never hear. And then I didn't know about this, and a guy from the Sacred Heart Charities called me up and said, God, thank you. What are you talking about? Well, this guy heard your report and gave us $10,000. And not only that, he gave Glide $10,000, and he gave this other charity $10,000. So those kind of stories really kind of it's really important. You feel like you really made a difference, and a lot of times you don't know if you did.
And that story really does exemplify the difference you have made. I have to ask you: you are a guy that has covered one beat for so long, and what an important beat that is. Our South Bay Bureau, yeah. Silicon Valley. What stands out to you the most about the changes there over the years? You watched this thing just blow up in terms of its importance to the rest of the country.
Well, especially downtown San Jose. It used to be a ghost town after 5 o'clock, and what was missing all those years, there was no housing. It was offices, and everybody left at 5 o'clock. And it's kind of hard to build a community when everybody leaves at 5 o'clock. So the biggest change in downtown San Jose, and now they're building all these high-rise towers, 22-story towers, and so there's it brings life. There's a whole community now. There's people, and as a result, you've got all these restaurants and other business retail establishments opening up, and so it's really a life to the downtown. And of course, now with Google coming in, and BART, they say in 2026, but we'll see. But it's really going to change.
So I've got to ask you what you will miss the most and what you will miss the least.
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, the first part is easy. I'm going to miss working here. I'm going to miss the people. The thing about this job, what's great about it for all of us is that every day is different. You go somewhere different every day. You meet interesting people. You get entree to places that you would never get to go to. That's the part I'm going to miss. What I'm probably not going to miss is, you know, we had Todd Smoot here, used to vector you. He used to call you up, and he would have you swing by. You know, but he would make it sound like you pick up a quart of milk on the way home. Except it was never where you were going. It was never in the direction you were going. It was, somewhere else. One time he tried to get me to swing by Modesto.
on your way home.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I mean, what people out there can't see right now is we have a room full of people. We don't often have a studio audience in here, Patty. And I just want to make sure that you feel the love, not only in this room here, the studio, but the newsroom out there with dozens and dozens of people. And again, countless thousands of listeners who are sending their love to you right now, too. Man, what a career you are wrapping up here.
You're the best, baby.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. It's been a blast. Thank you.
Don't bring me no bad news.
Thank you.
Mike Colgan, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it.